Coast Radio News for Monday, June 7, 2021. I'm George Henry. The City of Florence will consider several items this evening and a couple of proposals for construction, one for a $98,365 bid on a culvert replacement on 31st Street, just east of Munsell Lake Road, and a $583,996 proposal from Cascade Civil Corporation for the Safe Routes to School Improvement Project on Oak Street between 21st and 34th Streets. The city will also hold a public hearing on state revenue sharing before moving forward on a public hearing on the 2021 through 2023 biennial budget. The two-year budget will consist of a $6.7 million beginning fund balance and adds in total current resources of $65.2 million. The largest portion of the budget will be in capital outlay, which includes several projects already in progress in the city and will add items like new restroom facilities in Old Town, playground equipment upgrades, and a focus in Gallagher Park, and the Rhododendron Drive project that will realign and improve the section of the road from 35th Street back towards Wildwind Street. City Council meets virtually at 5:30 this evening. Instructions on how to view the city meeting are at ci.florence.or.us. Governor Kate Brown said in a press release on Friday that we are only 127,000 people away from reopening the state. Brown's office has said that most COVID-19 restrictions will lift once 70% of adults are vaccinated. According to Brown, reopening will include no more capacity limits for restaurants and businesses, masks will largely no longer be required by the state, and no more physical distancing.
We will be able to return to the activities and traditions we have missed for more than a year. 4th of July barbecues, eating popcorn in a movie theater again, getting a beer after work at the local brewery with your friends. Restaurants and bars will be able to welcome a full house.
Brown says she expects K through 12 schools to return to full-time in-person instruction in the fall, and that child care settings will be able to meet the need for Oregon's families. Because children are largely not eligible for vaccination, yet some health and safety measures may need to stay in place in educational settings. But Brown says Oregon's primary mode of instruction will be in the classroom 5 days a week in the fall. Pat Allen, director of the Oregon Health Authority, warned, however, that Oregon is still seeing two pandemics, one amongst people who are vaccinated and another among those who have not been vaccinated. He says 98% of recent COVID cases were among the unvaccinated. Among the 126 people who have died, more than 9 of 10 occurred in those who were not vaccinated. Brown and her staff said that the vaccination push will not stop at 70%. At the state level, Brown says focus will shift from pandemic response to pandemic recovery. The governor's projected goal is to reach the 70% vaccination level by June 21st. The 97439 zip code has added another 5 cases of COVID-19 to the list, bringing the total number of cases to 252. Lane County Public Health has not released information on whether or not those cases are part of a cluster, but cases are generally researched to determine if they are part of community spread or the result of household contamination. People are still encouraged to be vigilant in their safety practices as the county continues to see steady case numbers. In addition, vaccination rates continue to rise slowly as the area anticipates reaching the 65% goal possibly by the end of this week. The last report released by the state was on midnight Friday, and maintenance over the weekend on the site has kept the latest numbers from being released. Friday's numbers were at 63.4%. New case numbers were updated over the weekend with 81 new cases for the county and 1,024 new cases for the state. The state overall vaccination numbers are 3.8% away from the 70% goal. Individuals showed their support for the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County on Saturday. The annual golf tournament saw 144 participants, the largest number it has seen. Money raised through the tournament will go to fund summer programs, and board member and interim director Chuck Trent says the goal is to fund any student that needs financial assistance for the programs. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, June 7, 2021.